Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back, everyone. You know what we do here. We grab interesting stories and figure out the best bits, the neatest ideas inside them, just for you. And today, wow, we have a really special one. It's a children's story called The Mermaid Who Hated Getting Wet. Sounds funny, right? But believe me, it's packed with, like, really big ideas for everyone.
It really is. It seems simple. Just a mermaid who doesn't like water, but it's actually showing us how someone deals with a really big fear. We're going to see how she learns about being brave.
Okay, let's do it. Let's dive way down into the cozy coral town of Bubbly Bay and meet this very, very unusual mermaid. So her name is Marina, and she has this big secret. She's a mermaid, but she absolutely, positively hates getting wet.
And yeah. It's pretty funny when you think about it.
Totally. The story says she wears a little raincoat right over her pretty seashell top. And she carries an umbrella.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Under the water.
Oh, wow. An umbrella underwater.
Yep. And she even wears floaties on her elbows, not to swim better, but just, you know, to keep them extra dry. Her goal is to be dry and fabulous.
Huh. Dry and fabulous.
Mm. I like that. But what did the other sea creatures think?
Well, exactly. Her neighbors thought it was pretty strange. The dolphins would giggle when she swam by.
Uh-huh.
And the jellyfish would just sort of wiggle and ask, Marina, you do know we live in the water, right? Even the little seahorses raised their eyebrows.
Right. Because, you know, sea creatures need water. It's where they live, how they breathe, how they swim around. It's everything.
Exactly. So Marina trying not to get wet is... Well, it's like a bird trying not to fly. It shows just how much she disliked it.
Hmm. That really shows how big her fear was, doesn't it? She was working so hard to avoid the water.
Yeah. And then, uh-oh, big problem time. Marina gets picked to lead the big yearly Splash and Shine Parade.
Oh, no. The Splash and Shine Parade.
Yeah.
For the mermaid who hates getting wet.
Exactly. She was so scared. She kept thinking, I'll get soaked, soggy, squinchy. That's what she said, squinchy.
Squinchy, but why her? Because the mayor, who a pufferfish, wearing a little top hat, which is pretty funny, said she had to do it. She was the only one who knew the special parade dance.
Ah, so she couldn't get out of it. She was stuck.
Totally stuck. She swims home just feeling awful, like all her bubbles had popped. She flops down on her couch, which is made of sea sponge, and her pet clam, Clappy, just sits there clapping sadly for her.
Poor Marina. And poor Clappy trying to help.
Right. But then, here comes the really interesting part. A tiny little baby sea turtle named Tiny Tina peeks into her window.
Oh, a baby sea turtle. What does she do?
Well, Tiny Tina looks at Marina, who's probably still looking all worried, and she says, I want to be brave like you, Marina.
Brave? But Marina feels scared.
That's what Marina thinks. She asks Tina, brave like me, but I'm scared of splashing.
Yeah. And what does Tina say?
Tiny Tina says something super important. She says, but you always do things your own way, Marina. That is brave.
Oh, wow. So Tina thinks being different, like wearing a raincoat underwater, is brave.
Exactly. It's like Tina is saying, you're not afraid to be yourself, even if it's unusual.
Hmm. That's a really neat idea. Just being you takes courage sometimes. And maybe hearing that helped Marina.
I think it did. It was like, oh, maybe I am brave in my own way. And maybe that little bit of feeling brave helped her face the scary part.
Ah, got it. So it gave her a little boost, enough to maybe try the parade.
Yes. The story says she took a deep breath, fixed her little seaweed crown, and made up her mind. She was going to do it.
Okay, so the big day comes, the Splash and Shine Parade. What happens?
It's parade time. Everyone in Bubbly Bay is gathered on the reef. The fish trumpets are tooting these bubbly notes.
Ka-toot.
And the bubble drums are going boom, boom, boom. And there's Marina swimming right to the front.
Is she wearing her raincoat or carrying the umbrella?
Nope. That's the big thing. She left her umbrella at home. She's facing the water.
Wow. Okay. That's brave already.
Totally. She starts the dance, and then SBLash. A huge wave of glittery bubbles washes right over her.
Oh my goodness, right over her. What did she do? Did she swim away?
For just a second, she freezes. Everyone watching holds their breath.
Yeah.
But then she laughs. A big, happy laugh.
She laughs. She's not soggy and squinchy.
Nope. She shouts out, "Hey, this isn't bad at all. It's like being hugged by a smoothie."
Hugged by a smoothie. That's brilliant. So the scary thing wasn't so scary after all.
It wasn't. And once she realized that, she just went for it. Twirling, flipping her tail, shaking her fins.
Yeah.
She danced like never before.
Amazing. And the crowd.
They went wild, cheering and clapping. Even the jellyfish who used to giggle were like bouncing with excitement.
Yeah.
They saw she wasn't just dancing. She was. She was changing.
Wow. So what's the big idea here? What did Marina learn and what can we learn?
Well, after the parade, Marina's totally soaked, right? But she's also shining, like, with happiness.
Yeah.
And she says something really important. She says, "I still don't love being wet, but sometimes trying something new is the best way to grow."
Huh. So she didn't suddenly love getting wet.
No.
And that's okay. The big lesson isn't that you have to suddenly love scary things. It's that trying them, just taking that little step, that's how you get braver.
Right. It helps you grow your confidence. Like, hey, I did that scary thing, and it was okay. Maybe even fun.
Exactly. It's okay to be afraid. Everyone feels scared sometimes. But trying new things, even the ones that make your tummy feel funny, can lead to really good surprises.
And like Tiny Tina saw, trying that scary thing made Marina's own special way of being look even more.
Hmm.
Well, awesome. She was still Marina, just a braver, more glittery version.
Yeah, a glittery, smoothie-hugged version.
So this quick dip into Bubbly Bay showed us a lot, huh? We met Marina, saw how being brave doesn't always mean not being scared, and learned about the surprising fun of a glittery splash.
Yeah, Marina took a big splash towards being brave, and that makes me wonder, thinking about you listening right now.
Yeah, think about it. Is there something that makes you feel a little nervous to try? Maybe it's trying a dance class, or learning to swim, or maybe even just talking in front of your class at school.
Hmm. Could be anything, big or small.
Well, maybe you could be a little like Marina.
Yeah.
You don't have to jump into the deep end right away. Just try. Like a little splash of it.
Yeah. Just a tiny try. Because you never know.
You never know what kind of fun might just float your way. Give it a little try. You might surprise yourself.
Definitely.
Okay, that's all for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Hi, everyone.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.